Sun setting faces in the morning, but some new faces too. The church increased, or they was away. Peace and goodness in the Lord our Savior Jesus Christ. I know some brothers, I know one better, and he know me too. The other one's a little bit, but I know the Spirit of God. My name is Oscar Gildemeister. I'm from Peru, 63 years old. I born July 1st, 1958. I have to say, because Brother Tim, I met you in New York, but I don't know about you. And I say, come this evening, you're gonna know. I'm a former Franciscan in the Roman Catholic Church for 35 years. And 50 years in the Roman Catholic, because I born in a Catholic home. But when I was 15 years old, I finished high school. And I knocked the Franciscan friars in Lima. Don't was possible open the door to let me go inside without the judge permission, because my parents doesn't want it. I've been hurting very bad for go to church to hear the mass. You don't understand, because what is the mass for you is nothing. For me, was the center in my life, the Holy Eucharist. Now, don't mean nothing to me. But I don't judge, I don't criticize nobody, because it's not my paper, it's God. We cannot despise no one. We have to show to them love and tell them God make the difference. I was in Peru and many places, in the mountains, in the jungle, sleeping in the floor. You know this skin of lamb? Sometimes they have something and it's itching, you know? And I have to sleep there, no water, no electricity, no food. But I make it. I don't was a lawyer. I was a teacher 1 year, and it was so painful and cried many times, because it's easy to deal with children for 5 minutes, you know? I never was a father. And when the children come, they comb their hair nice, take a shower, smell good. Hey, I love them very much. But I can deal 24/7, because God don't call me to be a father, a spiritual father, because God gave me many children in all these years. But when I was at the friar, I had many opportunities to say no. But I say yes, in honor to honor God, to serve God through the people, through the poor, because this is what the Franciscan supposed to be. Be for the poor, by the poor, to serve God. Brother Francis, like today, Saint Francis of Assisi, he passed away. It's a big feast. I was in the big feast 35 years. You can delete in your computer your memory. You cannot delete mine. Sometimes I have tears when in YouTube, the Mennonites allow, I sit my Franciscan brothers, some they pass away, some they are very old, and cry many times. Because I remember my parents, my father, he wanted me to have a baby. That's a matter with who? Without Mary. That's not right. I said to him, I never gonna do it. Thank God I never did. I was serving him. Wherever they send to me, I go. And in serve. I taking care of people with HIV, with leprosy, and tuberculosis. Who wants that? Nobody. You need to have the special call to serve God through them. But many times when I miss something, I lose something, I call San Benito and pray to him to appear that, what I missed it. And I pray San Judas Tadeo for find a job for people. Now I pray to the Lord Jesus Christ with a mystery by faith that we call Holy Trinity. You know? But before, I have many saints to ask for a favor. We was called miracles at the time. Now it's crazy thinking for me, because I'm learning to walk in a different way. But my religious life don't was too sure, because I did many things. I was working with three first wives, the president, three first women in Peru, and I was persecuted too by the Japanese president, Alberto Fujimori. Because, like a chaplain, I work with the first wife, the first women, and working with the secretary's wife, and taking care, the charity care in Peru when they have a disaster. It was easy to provide the help than they knock the government. Too many papers, too long, and I don't play games. If something somebody needed, the help have to appear. They have to be, and on time, because people cannot wait. That's what I did in my life. I went to room, you're gonna see pictures. And my Franciscan robe, and you're gonna see pictures when jazz started in year 74, you're gonna see it, my youngest face, 15 years old. I don't know how to play anything, any game. Boys know how to play Mennonite games or whatever. I never did anything. Even chess, the people's smart brothers, the oldest one they did, but I don't have no time because I'm working. Cooking for 1,500. It's crazy, sister, cooking for 10 people in the house. 1,500 every day. And we sing one song every day. Every day we do the writing. Maybe. Because we are humans, we have to recognize only the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, perfect, had the power. Today was very good to see my brothers and fight competition, you know? I think for the good in Sunday school. you know, about wisdom. The message, the brother Tim, humility. Remember my Franciscan life, brother Moses, refreshing in my face, humility. You know, but in my Franciscan life, I stopped my charity care by brothers, proud, arrogance. They think they are better than the others. We don't supposed to. Franciscans have to be humble. But it's never. Never happen. Some can be good. Some can be terrible. I went to Europe, many nations, but don't make me happy. Serving God made me happy. I know different monasteries, different bishops with a nice robe, but God don't care about that. I met Mother Teresa and John Paul II 3 times. I was in the commission to receive the Pope. And I offered 25,000 lunch, packing lunch, 25,000 for a Eucharist Congress. And the Pope came, a lot of work. And they said, brother, you are crazy. That's your business. We don't gonna help him, because we have to pray the rosary. I say, brother, God don't want you to pray the rosary. Come and help. Sometimes I don't feel okay. I started cooking 4 o'clock in the morning without nobody. Employees coming 7 o'clock. I have to wait in with nice breakfast. They can work hard. And I asked one of my brothers, brother, you can walk with me. No, I prefer to pray the rosary and cross the legs. You see? And we have to serve in God that way. So miserable. Make the Lord unhappy. And now we see the furious of God. But I met Mother Teresa. You know, Saint Teresa of Calcutta, the founder of the missionaries, the charity. She touched my shoulder 3 times. Thank you, brother, for helping my daughter. Thank you, sister, for the opportunity to help your daughters. God bless them. And walk away. Who is the big one? Jesus. Jesus, our Savior. But I was in Peru, and I came 21 years ago here, and I'm resigned. I have to go out because you see all the garbage and the nastiness happen at the church for the child abuse. I can't be a part. But I say, so many years it's happened in my life here. It's like working for a company, for a business, I can have my pension retired, yes? And somebody say, brother, live your life and let the other brothers live their life. I can't approve it. I can't condemn because I don't have no power. But I can't be a part. I decide to go out. and I have to work like everybody. You know, was terrible. Cry many times, crazy people. Because when I was at the fire in Lima, Peru, when I'm working in the mountains, I did midway. I helping the women to deliver babies. I make it come 300, okay? And I know I did the stitches when people fight each other and broken the head and I have to arrest it. And I was a teacher to the children. Have to walk in 1 hour, 2 hours to come to school. Don't was easy in my life, but God gave me a chance to go out. And in 2010, for these days, in New York for Jesus, I met Aaron Martin from Ohio. Last Sunday, I went to LaGuardia Airport in New York City to pick up him. He spent the time with me. I take it to church and take it to my place. We have a lunch. We have a time together and bring it back to the airport. Because he come to see somebody met 11 years ago in Union Square on the subway. It costs money, you know, the ticket. I send it a picture, the letter he sent to me, the envelope, and the letter. I can't believe it that you keep it in my letter. I forgot already, but now you remember. Yes, I remember now. You know, what's a wonderful gift for me. Met the guy was responsible for many problems and difficulties I have with the crazy Mennonites. You see? Crazy, because when I met them in the subway, the sisters, you know how you dress? And I say 200 years ago, or maybe more. They look like nuns, they are not nuns, because I saw one with a husband in New York for Jesus, and I say, these crazy nuns, you know? These gringos took whatever they want. Unfaithful. And I say, it was unfaithful. There was a group of men and women sing to God, give us tracks away, and Aaron Martin, I was walking. It was a nasty, awful, miserable day for me. And he said, sir, you want to talk about Jesus? No. You know something about Jesus? No. 3 times. Don't was Peter. You know. I let him talk because he insists, he persists. But he was suffocating in my conversation. Everybody knows, or maybe some people know, Jason Sansonet. He is a minister, you know, because in the meetings. He came to rescue him. And that was happy conversation, but they was suffocating, and me too. And they give me the address, Lyle True in the Bronx, the old building, and Hughes. Hughes 77 something. I don't remember the address exactly. Now it was Hughes and Macy Place. I went. But they don't tell me what Sunday, because they come in 1 Sunday a month. You know, I live in Brooklyn. It's far away. Nobody there. And Spanish old women. She was so, oh boy, awful face. like the devil. She treated me so nasty, like I'm gonna rob, I'm gonna take something. And I said, who are you? I'm looking for the Mennonites. No, they don't come today. What you want in here? Spanish women with awful face, ugly, very ugly. And I say, I go down, I walk into the subway and take the train and go back home. And then I came the second Sunday. These are very live people, wasting my time and money. Doesn't show up. They came to the third Sunday. Finally, I met them again, but no Aaron Martin, Tony Hollinger, the Petries, Alan Petrie, and Eldon Martin, and Rachel, Gary Noe, all these brothers, they started the church, you know. Was good. You singing was so good. But when it's 6, 7, 8 people, kind of awful, bother my ears. And I say, my friars, we singing better too. You know? Maybe I go to church, to the Catholics. But I have too much pain. I have to walk away. But I don't understand. I don't enjoy. Because some brothers pick up happy songs. Because in the songbook, some hymns are very good, very happy, and some is a little down, you know? I be 11 years around, I don't understand, Brother Tim, no. Some, be honest, I don't like it. Sound and enjoy. And I say, Lord, come to take me now. With happy voices, you know? You're singing good today. And but the conversation I have with Aaron Martin, he talked to me the same way, and he talked to me over the phone. And the first day I met him, to encourage me to serve God. Doesn't matter if you have problems and difficulties, or misunderstood you brothers, or they bother you. You're gonna serve in God through the people you like to serve. God called you for doing that. I don't know what is revival. I went once, I get bored and sleeping. That simple words with love was the best revival for me. And when I introduced to my pastor, the pastor said, thank you, you put the seed. Yes, it's you fallen here. I have to deal with all my brothers. And they deal with me too. You know? We are not perfect. But it's pain and pain and pain. Less happiness, a lot of work, sometimes tears, but God is still there, you know? I was touched by cancer, 2018, and still up. I had COVID twice. And after the vaccine, 2 months ago, I had a variant, Delta, and they're still up. What is that? It's got mercy. It's got touch. The oncology doctor said to me, chemo, radiation, after 3 months, when you hunches heal. And I say, no chemo, no radiation. 3 more months you gotta go. Don't worry, doctor. I'm gonna wait for you because you gotta go too. And they still are, you see? And I have to smile. I get tired. I'm cooking by myself at the apartment I live. My sisters in here have a nice counter, big kitchen, have a little and buy a little bit, you know? Because I wish to have a for one day, for one time, and I don't have to kill myself. But that's good, because I promise to God to go and serve him, to bear my last energy serving our Lord and Savior. It's gonna waste time. See, I'm gonna serve myself. See, I'm gonna be a selfish. Give me. Do for me. No. Wherever I went, I like to serve. I like to help. I have to be useful. For give us God glory. Who pay me? Nobody. He paid me. You know? My last test, 3-4 weeks ago, came negative. And the doctor said, unexpected, you die already, brother. Brother Oscar, why you want me to die? You don't want to make a business. I don't pay, the insurance pay. Sorry, I have insurance. But my bishop allowed me to have it, you know? Because my health costs a lot of money. I can broke the whole conference, you know? And the bishop say, go ahead, you keep it. And yeah, and I have a bunch of doctors. The doctors are my friends. And some of them call me daddy. You see that? This is God's grace. I'm not perfect. Sometimes I'm a miserable person because I'm a human. But God loves me no matter what. And love you too. You know? That's good. And I feel a little sleeping, but happy to see a group of men and women, we call brothers and sisters, worship with God, sing like angels, and a little competition to answer the questions in Sunday school. That's what I want to say. Maybe you don't like it, but humility. It's not, I'm going to answer the questions on Sunday school, and I'm going to look in for good words to see, I know more than you. I am better than you. God give us 2 commandments. We cannot cancel. God don't want doctors of the Bible. God wants our heart. Love me with all your heart, with all your soul. And love your neighbor. Who is the neighbor? The one is next to me. I know you have a problems. The Lord say, deny yourself. Take your cross and follow me. But I don't know who you follow. Sometimes you walk in, boom, 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 go straight. And you don't say hello. Good morning, brother. That's not right. We are no friends. We are brothers in Christ. You see that? That is good. 5 years ago, and the same time that we are here, but in the morning, I was baptized, and I asked Bishop, look, you cannot change the day. As a feast of St. Francis, I did my first vows to live in poverty and chastity and obedience for the first time and for my last vow for the rest of my life at the same time. And he don't have the compassion and charity to change the day. he say, I have 4 churches. I have to visit the other churches. For the next Sunday, I have a church. Well, I don't want to be baptized. Brother Oscar and Pastor Tim came to talk, and Brother Anthony to convince me. Forgive me, Bishop. If you don't have another choice, I'm going to say yes. But you're going to hurt me. Brother, you're going to have a new life. A new life. I say, for real? More problems came. But good ideas by the Holy Spirit to solve the problems in a different way. New creature. Well, I'm still getting old. You see? I do competition. You have some black hair. I don't have no more. You know? But they say to me, you're going to be a new creature. Old bad things pass. Everything come new. No. I'm getting old. But I still smile. And still rejoice and be happy in the Lord. That's no matter that my hair is gray. But I can cook for 250 people myself. With no help. You believe that? No. I have many witnesses. They're going to tell you, Brother Oscar, don't lie. I have a spinal stenosis in the cervical, in the lower back. 2 neurosurgeons persecute me to do the surgery, okay? 1, Mount Sinai Hospital. I was a chef over there, and the other one is NYU, because they're going to charge the insurance $150,000, 23 hours. They want to take it 4 bones in here and 4 bones over there. I screwed it. I say, no. And I say, Lord, you want me to serve? Help me out. He don't take it out of the pain. But when I have to cook, you're going to think I'm crazy. I say, help me out, Lord. Put me down when I'm finished. And he listened. I'm finished, and then I cannot walk. I have to be in bed. But I'm serving people. You know, I'm feeding people in the street, and I have to talk. During the pandemic, I have to talk. Because the voice, I don't was allowed, me and Anthony. But I'm talking, and I say, you behind the tables. Why, Oscar? Because you are a daddy. I can go on a single. Okay? You have to stay. No, I'm going to help. You're going to listen to me or don't come next time. You know? And he respect. He's going to say, I'm the deacon, like Brother Ernest. But so I have to protect you. I have to take care of you. And he obeyed, but we're working very hard, you know, during the pandemic. I come out from the COVID, 35 pounds lost, 17 days, 104 fever. Nobody around to give me a soup, and I feed many people in my life, but God was there. I tell him, take me now. I'm suffering too much pain. Take me now. Have compassion on me. But the days pass, and they're still up. I gotta go when he wants, not when I want. Yeah, people pray for me. My brothers pray for me. In different places, far away. And I feel it. And Brother Luke Brubaker and Carlita, they are faithful. They give me a kiss. by the door when they bring something I ask them to do for me. What's my crazy time? But I don't feel lonely. I don't know what is that. I feel God company all the time. I'm crying. I'm a human. But I keep serving him. With a little fight with my brothers, because they don't want to help too, you know? But I push it, and they come, and they do. They have to listen, they have to obey, because I did the same too. You know, everybody have time. I hope I don't gonna lose one of my brothers, that you know. But it's a natural process. I tell them, be a good daddy, and I pray for you have a good one, and the Lord can bless, you know? But it's three things they guide us in my life. An impact when I was at the friar and when I met the Mennonites. And 2 Corinthians, my grace is sufficient for you. When I be in very struggle situation, they come to my mind, my grace is sufficient for you. What can come by his grace? The what we fight today in Sunday school, wisdom, knowledge. Wisdom coming without knowledge. We are Christians. We don't have to be entertainment and talking about different things. Where are we going to have a knowledge? By reading the Word of God. Wisdom by receive the Word of God. Because you can read it, but you don't receive it. You don't accept it. I met, when I was a Franciscan, many pastors, the different denominations. I say, brother, we pick up from the Bible whatever is convenient for us. What do you say? Convenient for us? It's no convenience. We have to accept the good ones, the good part, the awful part, and the joyful and hopeful part. It's the whole package. But Christian churches, they do that. And when I come out cancer free, some 2018, 2019, 2020, and 2021, the Lord said to me, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. I was hungry, and I trust in my Lord. I was lonely, I was very sick, and I trust in God. When somebody is sick, nobody have to call me. As soon as I know, and run, because I'm gonna serve in God that way. When I was sick, everybody are busy. But I have God. I feel his presence. I get a touch. I got a heal. You believe that? Sound like it's crazy. No, this brother invented this. No, I have witnesses. Lie through congregation. Bishop Luke, he anointed me 2 times. I trust. You know, he's going to pray with good heart, with good soul for this brother need help. And I feel the grace of God, the marvelous things he can be done for us. Only we have to be open. If you don't say yes, God isn't going to say yes to you. Because for having loving, we need two sides. One in here and one over here. And be together. I don't talking about marriage. I'm talking about God. I never married. To who I have to love? To who I have to say good words, good things? Because all the time we ask, give me this, Lord. Help me with this. Help me with that. Never say thank you. I'm learning to say thank you. The time is gone. But the reason of my visit is give us my testimony. And the Mennonites had Menno Simon, a Jesuit priest, liar through Mennonite Church, have a brother Oscar, a former Franciscan. Do you know? I don't regret. I remember, because many years, I feeding people in the street with no results. It's a good thing. We give us personal care items, sometimes clothes, but no results. The problem we have, we rent in a church. We don't have a place. I went to the devotion for the school, and we have two groups in the basement. One with Anthony, and the other one, a teen, teen creator. He had cancer. He's skinny, 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 you know? I pray very hard and fast for him and cry to God. God knows his future, you know? And requested you pray for my pastor. And we're looking for a place to rent, to feed in people inside and give us the word of God. Because you and me, we don't have no power to change people's life. But we know who has the power by his words, okay? And everybody know the gospel, Matthew 25, when the Lord is coming to divide the nations. He's going to put son at the right and son at the left. Because I was hungry. I was naked. I was dirty. I don't have a place to stay. What he's going to say to the right? Welcome home. I prepare a place for you by the beginning, by the foundation of the world. And to the left, I don't want you. I will vomit in you. I hope God can tell you when you come, remember the brothers in Lyot True Mennonite Church. We have many needs over there. A school, we don't have a church. The rent is go high, high, high. We think with the pandemic gonna lower the rent. That's not true, it's impossible. You know? Sometimes I wanna quit. Move to the country. The rent is more cheap, but I have to keep going, move forward, pray to God, trust in him, knock doors. I have to put in practice what we believe. knack, goal, and way. Somebody gonna answer. Someone gonna be open. That's not easy to begging. Begging for help. But God requests me to do that. And God will reward you in public. And my thankfulness for your time, for your attention. Maybe you expected a huge sermon. No, we don't need that. We need to open our hearts, our mind, clean our souls, because the time is coming. The Lord is near. And many Christian people don't want to recognize the book of Revelation is fulfilled. We are the beginning. We're going to get better. We're going to get worse. But we need to hold the hands of Jesus, because otherwise, what's going to happen? What's going to happen to us? When the problems is coming, when the tribulations is coming, when the pain, I don't gonna believe. It's when I have to believe more and more. And when we have to sing it without stopping and see the glory of God. Because all what he's promised, he's gonna fulfill. Okay? Thank you for coming. I bring you something, you feel free to take it, the many you want. And there's scandals made by two sisters, youngest ones, and I give us as a gift to every congregation I go, and to let you remember, when you light your candle, when you read the Bible, pray for us. Remember us. You have a brothers and sisters in New York. We are a small group. We don't sing so good like you. But we love Jesus too. Okay? And when you come, when you want to come, I don't see too many young people. You can come to visit to my place and stay with me. If you come in the weekend, you can help me to feed the poor. You know, I have brothers from Albania. They are no Christians. They are Catholic, but occasionally, you know. But they have an organization, Open Hands. They help us with food, bags, groceries. And we work together. You know, I helping them, they helping us. And I try to make a Christian, but that's not easy. You know, because it's only one speak English. The other ones speak Albany, the language from Albany. They say, oh, you learn Albany, or you send somebody to teach English to our people. We don't have it. Thank you for coming. The Lord bless you. Don't scary. Time is near, but Jesus is gonna be for you and for me. God bless you.
We'll have another song.
We'd like to also listen.
I'll take a song selection.